More than 100,000 undocumented immigrants in Washington state can likely benefit from President Obama's recent policy change on deportation, but many have concerns about the program, especially as Republicans take control of Congress next month. Immigrant advocates will address some of those questions at a public event in Seattle tonight, as KUOW's Liz Jones reports.
People who could catch a break through this policy change sometimes face a quandary. If they apply to the program, they're essentially outing themselves to the feds as undocumented, and they question, what happens when the political winds shift? Will they come after me? Matt Adams is an attorney with the Northwest Immigrant Rights Project in Seattle. He advises immigrants to consider, what's the bigger risk? They could take advantage of the program now and worry about its political future, or continue to live without legal status.
And fearing every time you're stopped for a traffic ticket, or by chance you get in an automobile accident, or if you get somehow randomly stopped by Border Patrol. You know, those concerns, I think, are a lot more daunting for most individuals who are weighing the risks.
Obama's executive action benefits two groups of immigrants, parents of U.S.-born children and so-called dreamers who were brought here as kids. They stand to gain a work permit and temporary legal status that would prevent their deportation. Those who qualify must pass a background check, pay a fee, and provide ample proof that they meet the criteria. Some Republican leaders have threatened to block the president's action, possibly through a lawsuit or legislation. Matt Adams' legal group is hosting an information session about the program tonight at Seattle Center. He expects about 500 people to attend. A similar event is scheduled next month in Yakima. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.